surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
At that 90.3 WJTL, Ryan Stevenson with his song Eye of the Storm, Chris Tomlin's Resurrection Power, and Micah Tyler, Different. Good morning, 751.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny and breezy. We're looking at highs near 47. Partly cloudy tonight. Some light rain expected, maybe mixed with snow, low 34. Then mostly cloudy Friday, high 56, a chance of showers. Oh, maybe snow Saturday. We'll see. High 38. We are still having the KCB roller skating party, let me just tell you. Then mostly sunny and 44 for the high on Sunday. Right now, it is currently 34 in Harrisburg, 31 in York, and 33 in Lancaster.
Our very special guest today is author Alan Lefevre. His book is called Launching the Entrepreneur Ship. And today is Bell Bottoms Day. Alan told me he had purple bell bottoms back in 64. Is that right, Alan?
That's exactly right.
Maybe you could dig those out.
I have to go dig those out. I don't think I could get into them anymore, though.
You must have been way ahead of your time.
I was
probably early. You were an early adopter.
Early adopter influencer.
We're talking with Alan today. He has a brand new book. And next week on Thursday, a week from today, he's going to be speaking at Hinkletown Mennonite School's breakfast. It's right here at the Junction Center. But Alan, first, so great to have you here, first off.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Wonderful to have you here. Tell us about Launching the Entrepreneurship.
Okay. Launching the Entrepreneurship is a book encouraging entrepreneurs to go for it. It also is a book that has a lot of good ideas for sustaining a business once you are up and are an entrepreneur. The emphasis throughout the book is on the importance of values. One of the things I've come to a conclusion as I worked both in the public arena, took six companies public in the 90s, and I've helped start 16 private companies, is how much better the private companies can practice and implement values. You know, the beauty of an entrepreneur is that when you start your business, you can state a value statement, and that shapes your culture, it shapes your policies, and it really is a beautiful thing, especially in family businesses. It helps the transition from one generation to the other. So my book is paralleling launching the ship to launching a business. And I start out, you know, you don't leave the harbor of your ship until you've got the ship well-equipped, you got gas in a tank, et cetera. If you don't, you're going to run into shoals when you run out of gas. Same thing in a business. You need to have a business plan. You need to think through where you're going, what you're trying to do. In my book, I start by saying, so you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. Then I move into preparing to launch, getting wet, et cetera. Chapter 5 I really like is called Thinking Morally, Acting Ethically. And I share some frameworks for making decisions when you have an ethical dilemma that you're facing, which often happens in business and with entrepreneurs. So it's a book to help entrepreneurs think through how to get started and especially how to place values at the highest of their priorities as they start that business.
And how do you give courage to somebody that wants to be an entrepreneur? They're standing on the shore. They want to launch their ship, but they've never done it before. How does your book encourage them to just go for it?
Well, the book steps through the steps that would increase the probability of you being a successful entrepreneur, the steps to go through. I also have 80 illustrations in the book, many from my own career, that are examples of what you have to do. I also have some suggestions of how to start as an entrepreneur. You might not want to walk away from a very good job, but you can start in the evenings, on weekends. My son did that in our internet company, for example, for 2 months until he was sure it was a home run. Then he quit a very good job and started the business. That kind of thing. There's lots of hints of how to go about it in this book.
We're talking with Alan Lefevre. His book is called Launching the Entrepreneurship. Alan, if folks want to get more information about the book or they're interested in getting it, what's the best way for them to do that?
It's available on Amazon.com, both the hard copy, soft copy, and ebook, and then other places as well. And then I have my own website as well, same as the book, launchingtheentrepreneurship.com.
Now, additionally, besides the book, you're going to be speaking at Hinkletown next week, and
yes,
you're going to be speaking to a lot of local business folks. What's your message going to be?
My message is going to be around the importance of values as you build your business, how it shapes your culture, and then talking about the importance of giving back to the community when your ship does come in. You know, my saying is, if you want your ship to come in someday, you got to put out some boats. I'm encouraging that, but also encouraging them to think about what do you do with that success if you're fortunate to be a successful entrepreneur.
Alan Lefevre is going to be speaking next week right here at the Junction Center, Hinkletown Mennonite School, holding their breakfast for local businessmen. And he also has this book, Launching the Entrepreneurship. Find out more online, launchingtheentrepreneurship.com. It's also available at Amazon. And
we have a chance for you to win it right now. You know, I just have to tell you, Alan, I'm enjoying some of these pictures. Is that John Denver?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Look at that. You can even get your very own picture of
John Denver. How great is that?
We had a company at High Industries called American Helix, and we cut a CD for John Denver and invited him to come up and see it being produced. He had never seen that, and lo and behold, he came. So that's the president.
Remember that business. Yeah.
That is so great.
That's crazy.
That is great. Well, right now, you have a chance to receive Alan's book. It's autographed, Launching the Entrepreneurship. If you are caller number four this time, you're going to win 717-392-3690, 717-392-FM90.
And we'll announce the winner after the top of the hour. Alan, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay.